Hey, what is up, Wantrepreneurs and entrepreneurs all over the world? It's Brian Lofermento here, host of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, and this is a very quick and simple Action Saturday episode, which, quite frankly, that's the entire premise of these Action Saturday episodes, because rather than having you listen to more business content, what I really want to see you do is take action, and that's why these bite-sized Action Saturday segments are meant for you to listen to them quickly, efficiently, and then do the action, because all of these Action Saturday episodes are something that will tangibly move your business forward. And when I sat down today to think about this Action Saturday topic, I asked myself that big question of, what's one thing that I always use to my advantage to move my own businesses forward? And no matter what I think of, I can't help but come back to this very simple concept of 30, 60, 90 days. I've always loved that premise of, we overestimate what we can do in a week, we underestimate what we can do in a month, or we can extrapolate that timeline out to, we overestimate what we can do in a month, we underestimate what we can do in a year. I've always just found that that 30, 60, 90 day timeline, that mix of zooming in and zooming out, that mix of kind of a little bit longer term, 90 days is 3 months, that's a long time to actually implement on some bigger projects, but mix that in with a really focused 30 day sprint. I actually think that most things can be accomplished, most individual tasks and projects can be accomplished within a very focused 30-day sprint. And so that's why today's Action Saturday episode is designed to get you to sit down and get very clear on your 30, 60, 90-day goals. And you've already heard of SMART goals. I'm not going to sit here and rehash the entire premise of SMART goals, which are specific, measurable, actionable, results-based, and there's a timeline tied to it. But I think that inherently this 30, 60, 90-day approach has all of that baked into it. But I think the important thing is for you to sit down and write it on paper. I genuinely mean, like, write this stuff down. Don't just say it in your head. Put it down so that it becomes a plan. You can put it on a post-it, put it on your computer monitor, wherever it is. I have a whiteboard. As soon as I walk into my place, I have a whiteboard that stares at me. And on the left column of it, it's my 30, 60, 90 days. And here's the key thing about the 30, 60, 90 approach. I give myself one clear objective for 30 days, one clear objective for 60 days out, and one clear objective for 90 days out. And it's been fun because here behind the scenes at this podcast, I mean, we've been doing some big things behind the scenes. We have moved podcast hosting providers to a more robust thing because there's some big news on the way with the show, which I'm really excited about. So we've undergone that, which is not a small project. Moving over 800 plus episodes is no small task. So that's an example of me saying, you know what? And that was really, I did that over a 7 day period. And I said, for 7 days, that's the thing I'm going to focus on. I knew that I had meetings and podcast interviews and other business obligations in between there, but that was really the eyes on the prize. This is what I'm not going to negotiate about. This is what I'm going to accomplish in the next 7 days. So I think it's really powerful for us to sit down and say, you know what? Over the next 30 days, this is what I'm going to do. No negotiating. I've recently done a solo Sunday episode about that. Do not negotiate with yourself. Well, you can only not negotiate with yourself if you've signed the contract. That was such a strong premise from that solo Sunday episode, borrowing a concept from Kobe Bryant. And I think that while I talked about not negotiating with yourself, what we didn't talk about was actually making that contract. And to me, a good contract looks like this 30, 60, 90 day plan, where you can say, and it can be anything, it doesn't have to be a specific project, like moving a podcast hosting provider. If you really want, if you've identified that a website is the thing your business really needs to grow, cool, let's not stretch that out anymore. That's your 30-day target. That is your 30-day objective that you will 100% hit. You will not renegotiate on. Maybe if you're stuck in entrepreneur phase and you just keep saying, gosh, if I just got my first client, I feel like I'd be off to the races. Perfect. That's your 30-day objective. Now, maybe in your 90-day objective, in this scenario, for maybe a lot of you entrepreneurs out there, your 90-day objective could be to run that project to completion and really massively over deliver for your first client. That's super exciting. Maybe your 60-day plan is to get your first testimonial. There's all sorts of things, and I wish I could speak to your individual and customized perspective, but I can't. So I'm giving you a bunch of different examples, but at the end of the day, I think it's really about sitting down and coming up with that 30, 60, 90 day plan. You hear me so frequently and so many guests come on. We all talk about quarterly. There's four quarters in a year. I know what I need to do this year to make each of those quarters a success. And I reverse engineer those quarters, which are 3 month long sprints. I reverse engineer them into 30, 60, 90 day plans. So I think it's very powerful. If you don't know where to go, well, you've got a few options. One, I'm going to throw out ChatGPT. I think it's an incredible resource. You can tell it, hey, ChatGPT, here's my business, here's my product or service, or here's my idea for all of those things. I'm looking to develop an actionable 30, 60, 90 day roadmap and plan with strategic objectives that I can and will accomplish. Can you give me ideas for this? It's a really broad question. Let it do some of that brainstorming for you. Or if you want to bounce it off a real human, you already know how to get a hold of me. My direct email address, it's my personal email. It's the one email address I have that goes directly to my inbox. Doesn't go to anybody else. That is hello@imetbrian.com. Now that you met me on the show, hello@imetbrian.com. Don't be shy. But even more so than don't be shy, go take action. That's it for me in today's Action Saturday episode. I'm really excited about tomorrow's Solo Sunday episode, so make sure you pound that subscribe button. And you know what? I'll see you right back here, same time, same place, tomorrow.